Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And good morning and welcome to the radio program. It is Brandon Baxter, Kelly Perry, David the Barrel Boy with his new hairstyle.
I like my new hairstyle.
It's day number two with this swoop.
You stuck with it. I didn't know if you'd stick with it.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a little bit of work in the morning, but hey, I like it.
Heaven forbid he brushes hair.
You mean it takes a little bit of work?
Well, you know, you got to gel it up and comb it and all that stuff.
David, Kai does that to his own hair. He's seven.
Oh, whatever.
It's essentially the same hairstyle Kai has.
Yeah,
Bruce. Is that good or bad?
Yeah, you've got Bruce's hairstyle.
Yeah, no, it's very much 7-8-year-old boy.
Now I'm going to go shave my head.
I think you should part it down the middle.
Oh,
yes.
You couldn't pay me to part it down the middle.
Turn around. Let me see your natural part in the back.
Oh,
Is he a center of the head crown guy?
Turn around.
I guess. I don't know.
Yes.
He is the center of the head.
Uh-huh. See,
oh, that's weird because I knew where mine was and I reached up to it. That's weird.
That is
you
weird.
You had hair since, what, 95, though?
No, I had hair in 95. It was 97.
97.
Just 2 years after off. That.
Oh, my gosh. It's been 20 years since I've been bald.
But you did. You went right to the spot that your crown would have been.
Like, I know where it is.
I don't know what that even
Mine's
means.
Mine's here. Yeah, it is. It's this right here.
It's like the little
spot. Oh. Where all of your hair, like, swirls together.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's weird sound.
But, hey, yeah. You got what I meant, though,
you know
right?
Where my hair swirled together? The drain. That's the truth.
That was funny.
That's absolutely the truth. What's on your mind this morning, Kelly Perry?
Well, number one, when you walked in the door today, you had a little bit of a, what's the word?
Smirk.
A hop, step, in your jump. I don't know it. Like a skip in your... What's that?
I don't know.
I had a skip in my jump.
No, what is that? A hop, step.
Oh, I don't know what you're trying to say.
Oh, my granddad used to say it.
Oh, I know. I know what you're talking about.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You're going to try to make fun of me.
No, why would I do that?
He never does that.
Because you do it every day.
Here's what you're talking about.
A skip in your jump. No, this isn't it. This is definitely not it. This is definitely not it. You're not the hot stepper.
She meant that I'm the hot stepper.
No.
This is what I play every morning when I walk into the room.
Just kind of goes.
He does. He's like holding a radio and he walks in with this song playing.
A boombox.
Yeah.
It's me.
I just need to know why you did have the smirk on your face.
Well, because I knew kind of what your day was like yesterday, and it was going to be tough and difficult and summer camp, and you were going to come in today and tell us how hard you worked, and
but
it was
David,
so
did
difficult.
I say anything? I haven't said anything yet about the day. I've been positive, and
I got home at 9:30 last night.
Yeah, she did say a little bit.
Well, I got home at 9:30.
I didn't say, well, number one, you weren't listening because it wasn't 9:30.
What time was it?
9.
It was 9.
Oh, whatever.
Thanks for listening, David.
Yeah. Same thing.
Yeah, it's funny. It's like, you know, when you bring up something and you want people to ask you more questions about it, but you don't want us to go into too much detail. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what that was. I got home at 9.
Yeah, the whole staff does that to me.
I got in at 9 last night. I'm so
anyway,
tired.
When someone comes in and they do that whole, and all they want you to do is go, what's wrong?
Don't even say it.
I never ask the person what's wrong.
No, because they're
ever.
Being obnoxious with it.
But anyway, my whole thing was, forget about me. I want to know. What is making you in such a good mood today?
Well, there's two things. Number one, I did a middle of the day workout and had much more time for myself last night, which led to the thing that I totally woke up thinking about this morning.
Oh, what?
I actually watched a Lifetime movie last night.
What? Was it the Jana Kramer one?
No, it wasn't the Jana Kramer one.
Oh.
Guys, it was like, God, it so made me think back to my childhood and all these fantastic memories of Michael Jackson.
Oh, get out of here.
Dude.
There's a Michael Jackson Lifetime movie?
Searching for Neverland. The story from the bodyguards of Michael Jackson, where you got the inside look at Michael and his kids.
Really?
And this was legitimately the bodyguard who was there right before he passed away for the 2 years prior.
That's actually really cool.
I want to watch that.
So it starts off, and I thought it was a documentary, right? And it ends up being an actual movie with actors. And the number one Michael Jackson impersonator in the world played Michael Jackson. And there were moments where he looked weirdly like him, and sometimes he didn't look as much.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I thought we'd probably watch about 5 minutes and give up.
And you got hooked.
2.5 hours of a movie. We never watch movies that long. And we watched the commercials, and it had us hooked, and it made me want to go back and watch all kinds of Michael Jackson stuff. It makes me want to be best friends with Paris Jackson. I loved it.
Wow.
Now, some people bashed it, of course.
Right.
Because it's Michael, and you know, you couldn't get Michael Jackson to play Michael Jackson.
Right. Yeah, I get that.
But to me, I loved it.
That's kind of cool.
And it brought back all my fandom. So I look and see on the TV after that, right? And there's a different Michael Jackson special and a different Michael Jackson special.
Oh, geez.
So now you and Leslie are going to be hooked to Michael Jackson specials.
You know, because I loved him anyway when I was a kid. Yeah. My first concert ever was Michael Jackson, the Victory Tour, 84 or 85, Texas Stadium.
I didn't know you went to a Jackson.
Dude, I loved him.
Really?
Me and my cousin Dustin, we would dress up as Michael Jackson and stand on the fireplace and perform for the family with the little cassette tape playing the music, and we would be lip syncing and dancing and all that.
Did you do the leather jacket, or did you do like the white glove look?
Both.
Oh my gosh.
I remember going into Sears as a kid. My cousin, the red jacket fit him. I wanted the red one. He got the red one. I got the black one.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And I was
Everyone
mad at
wanted
Dustin.
The red one.
Right. Dustin got the red one. Stupid
Man.
Dustin.
Dustin.
I don't even like him anymore. I guess he could listen to the podcast. All right. We're going to be extremely late today if we continue to talk Michael Jackson.
Okay, sorry.
But if you like Michael Jackson, it's kind of a neat movie.
Yeah.
And I think today I'm going to reminisce all day. Maybe even dance like him in the studio.
Oh, I would love to see you try.
Hey, beat it. 6:09.
Oh, my gosh.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I'm in here showing Michael Jackson videos to Kelly and David because I'm completely obsessed.
It's kind of funny.
But the guy who was the guy who played the character, he was good, right?
Yeah. Oh,
really
yeah.
Good. Looks just like him.
Either Navi or Navi. I'm not sure exactly how to say his
name.
Or
Navy.
Or Navy. I doubt his name is Navy. Were you trying to say skip in your step earlier? You have a skip in your step?
Yes.
All right.
Did someone help me out?
Yeah, I got a text from Austin Lane who said, is she talking about skipping your step? She makes no sense.
Oh, Austin.
Yeah, that's typical.
Okay, I made the last part up.
Oh. Still typical.
Austin, thank you. Austin always has my back.
Yeah, and your front.
Yep.
It's just what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Just rumor on the street.
Right, thanks. I appreciate that.
I'm going to change the subject here
thank
because
you.
I have a question,
appreciate that.
Question for y'all real quick. I got this text from Rachel right around noon yesterday.
Okay.
And I would say yesterday we had like a little mini argument right before then. Wasn't a big one, but it was still just like maybe a disagreement.
You guys argue a lot for a couple that's not even really a couple.
We do. What is that even supposed to mean?
Well, you're not engaged. You don't live together. You don't do any of that stuff. You're not married.
Right.
You don't have kids.
We're still dating. We're still together.
You don't pay for each other's dinners.
You don't. Yeah.
I pay for hers.
She's going to move here and not live with you.
That might be the case. Anyway, we had a little bit of a mini argument, okay? And maybe 30 minutes went by. Then all of a sudden I get this random text that said, hey, baby, with a question mark. And I took it as like, hey, baby? Like, oh, darn it. What's about to happen now? What's the bad news you're about to drop on me right now? And I said, yes, question mark. 5 minutes go by, no response. 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Finally, 20 minutes later, she says, I just wanted to say I love you. And I was like, every bad scenario was running through my head. Like, what in the world's going to happen? Should a text like that ever happen is basically my question.
Like, you let read into it like, hey, baby, we need to talk.
Exactly. That's the way I read into it. Like, some bad news about to be dropped on me.
So what did you do to cause the fight? Because that's where I think that sets up your mind for what you started thinking later.
Yeah, because you were feeling guilty.
It's your
maybe.
Fault, right?
No, it was
your fault.
I was just telling her maybe you should think about this and like living situation and things like that.
Stop it.
Yeah, let's rewind.
You discussed this with him yesterday off the air.
I did.
Because he's trying to be her what?
I am not.
Daddy.
I'm not trying to be dad. I'm just trying to let her know there are different options.
Well, sometimes maybe you should just let her just kind of experience it on her own.
I thought about that too, but I don't know.
Where you grow though, because you learn on your own.
Yeah.
Legit.
Or instead of saying, hey, do it this way. Hey, this is how I manage my money. You don't have to do it this way, but this is what helps me. This is, you know,
I try
this
to
is
go
just
about
an alternate
it.
Way.
He can't give that advice, so Kelly, because he lives with three dudes.
Yeah.
You can't tell her where to live when you live with Copenhaver.
Well, I'm not like trying to
Copenhaver.
Like that was
like it's a negative. You live at Copenhaver.
I wasn't like trying to tell her where to live or how to do anything. I was just like, hey, maybe you should think about this. But maybe I was a little bit pushy with it because I was getting a tad bit frustrated.
Was it about her finances?
It
ultimately comes back to how she spends her money.
No.
Right. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm just saying
maybe a little bit. Yeah. Maybe a little bit.
But at least they're having these discussions pre
exactly
marriage talk.
Well, it's smart of her to move up here and not live with him. That's pretty normal when you're trying to get married. Is to commit to a long-term lease.
I just signed a 4-year lease, David.
The apartment complex didn't want to take a lease that long, right, but right. I signed it anyway. You ever go through the thing on your phone where you have no idea who's in your phone?
Oh, I do that all the time.
I was looking for a name the other day, and I was like, let me just hit a letter. And all of a sudden, I can't remember what letter I hit, but I hit the letter, and all of a sudden, there were all these names of contacts in my phone that I had no idea who they were.
Well, you've had the same number for as long as I've known you. So think about for years and years
Yeah.
All the interviews, all the contacts you've had, all the people that have been here that you've had to, like, you know, talk to or have to get a hold of, and you save them in your phone.
It's crazy.
Years and years and years. And probably half of them have had number changes.
Right. Like, I have people in here who had dogs from, like, we got dogs from, and bands and clubs and businesses. But there were people I was like, who is that? I have no idea who it is.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
I have the same thing.
That is so weird to me, though.
I've been bad about it in the past on just putting first names into, no last names.
Ooh.
So I go through like, oh, gosh, who is this?
Yeah, I don't know if I would do that at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
You have nicknames in there?
Just girlfriend.
What do you call your girlfriend?
The girlfriend with a heart.
Okay. Do you have nicknames?
No.
Kelly just covered her mouth.
I thought you were going somewhere different with him.
What did you think I was going to do?
Nicknames of all of his girlfriends.
Oh. Oh, you mean to name them?
Oh.
Because I have nicknames.
For your girlfriends?
No, for your girlfriends.
Whatever.
The one from Baywatch was probably my favorite.
Oh, my gosh. That is so goofy.
Pamela. 626.
Oh.
Pamela, sorry.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Billy Currington's going to be at River Fest coming up on Friday night.
Yeah, sure is.
David, you should go backstage with him and maybe take a picture or something.
I just get to go backstage all of a sudden.
You are David the Barrel Boy.
Yeah, don't you know who I am? Yes, I didn't need to go backstage.
Just wear the barrel.
Yeah.
That tells the story.
Man, it could probably work.
How far do you have to walk when you're going to River Fest?
It's quite a bit of walking.
There's a lot of walking.
Oh, you went to see Baber, right? A couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You went last year to see who? Juicy J?
Juicy J.
I saw Salt and Pepper 1 year, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I went the year before that as well. It's a pretty fun time.
Who'd you go see the year before that?
Oh, gosh. I went with Rachel, one of her, some kind of rock band. I don't know who they were.
Cage the Elephant. That's who's there this year, right?
Yeah, Cage the Elephant's there. Wiz Khalifa's going to be there, too.
He keeps saying Wiz Khalifa.
What are you rocking
for? Saying.
It's like he's so excited to be at Riverfest.
I just like to rock back and forth.
Have you looked to see if people, like, the times are overlapping with the artists?
Yeah, Billy Currington's actually overlapping with Cage the Elephant, so I don't know how that's going to work, because Rachel really wants to go see them.
Well,
so
y'all will have Currington. To go separate ways.
Right, which is pretty much what they do with everything in their life.
Right.
I don't know when they come together, but whatever
come
happens.
Together.
Justin Moore and Wiz Khalifa play at the same time, too.
Man, y'all are going to have some,
I don't know what we're
some
gonna
tough
do.
Decisions.
Which one are you going to pick?
Well,
I pick Justin.
If you don't say Justin.
We picked Juicy J last year, so maybe Justin this year.
Yeah, because Justin has a bunch of hits.
Yeah, he does.
And he'll hit a couple of those romantic songs where you can kind of hold your girl. I don't think Wiz Khalifa probably has a lot of romantic songs.
Maybe.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're probably right.
Right. So, anyway, you guys ready to do some country music news?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So, as a young country star, to know you're being honored on the same night as George Strait, that's a pretty cool deal.
Pretty big deal.
Yeah.
So, the Academy of Country Music does their ACM Honors event. The ceremony is going to be held at the Ryman Auditorium August 23rd. And we know a number of people who are getting awards. Number one, George Strait, is getting the Cliffy Stone Icon Award, which basically is given to people who contributed to the advancement of country music in popular culture. George Strait was one of those guys.
Gotcha.
So Kelsea Ballerini is going to be given what they call the Crystal Milestone Award, which is for a country act or leader of the industry who had unprecedented achievements in the preceding calendar year.
Huh.
And they're saying that she had that because she had 3 number one singles off her first album.
That's true.
And then Eric Church gets the Merle Haggard Spirit Award for basically authentic storytelling and genuine performances.
I like it.
Again, ACM Honors coming to the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville August 23rd.
So Brad Paisley is known for some of his funny songs and, of course, making really good, funny, entertaining videos out of them. Mm-hmm. Well, his single that has come out last time for everything, the video is hilarious. And it's basically, especially if you were raised in the 80s, it's all about 80s. And he kind of recreates 80s movies. A lot of E.T. is in there. And there's just a lot of 80s nostalgia in there. Well, they rented the Knight Rider car, Kit, from the Knight Rider movie.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the car that we have wanted for our whole lives.
How do you rent that?
Well, he did it. Oh, and so he drove it around in the video and stuff. Well, when David Hasselhoff, he's a fan of Brad Paisley, when he found out about it, he was like, hey, why don't I come down there and say hi? So he came down to the set anyway. Brad was like, hey, bring your leather jacket from the show. Anyway, brought his leather jacket. Anyway, he made, long story short, he made an appearance in the video. So I'll make sure I post it on our Facebook page. But it's really, really funny. He makes an appearance in the video. And it's David Hasselhoff.
Well, and the video is a fun video.
Again, it really is.
If you're a nostalgia fan.
Like a short straight cassette in a Pontiac.
His wife's in it too, being silly.
We're telling supercuts, let's leave it long in the back. And she's wearing your class ring. There's a last time for everything.
It is neat. And pretty cool to see David Hasselhoff show up, because the first time I saw the video, I was like, how the heck did he get him? So now we know.
That's pretty cool. Well, some bad news from yesterday. Lee Bryce and his two dogs, well, they went missing. Jax and Knox. They don't know where they went. Franklin, Tennessee. He posted a picture on Instagram saying, hey, if you can find my dog, shoot me an email, something, because we're looking for him. Later that day, they found those dogs.
Yep.
They updated the fans and everything saying, hey, thank you from the bottom of our hearts to everyone who helped find them, because we found them later that day.
That's cool.
It's like you go, if you think about even 10 years ago, before social media was huge like it is nowadays, it may take you days or weeks, or you may never find them.
Posting stuff on telephone poles.
Oh, yeah.
Missing dog.
Yeah.
Having to find some picture and scan it.
And now you can find your dog in an hour with a chip or, you know,
social
whatever.
Media or anything like that.
We had to find Charlie again the other day.
Really?
Charlie dug out. Charlie's the digger. And it ended up on a Facebook page where we found him.
There you go.
And we're like, well, there he is again. He's popular on Facebook now. Charlie's a pretty big deal around there. It's good news for Lee Bryce, because I can tell you that when a dog goes missing, families can kind of get a little bit stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Around this time every morning, we ask the most important question of the day.
David.
Uh-huh.
Is it funny?
It's going to be funny.
All right. Kelly, do you have your funny meter out?
Yes.
Funny meter. All right. Meter.
Here we go. The new segment, Is It Funny?
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Okay, so a new survey has asked people if they'd lick different things for $20.
Oh, gosh. Kelly's going to be rich.
Now, I'm going to ask y'all some of the things and see if you agree with what people have said or not, okay?
Okay.
We're going to start it off easy. What? Would you lick a dollar from a convenience store?
No.
For 20 bucks?
For 20 bucks.
Brandon,
no,
you
I don't
would
think
not.
68% would actually lick it.
For 20 bucks?
For 20 bucks.
Maybe 100.
I think my kids would.
You think they would for 20 bucks?
I probably would too. Your best friend's foot.
For 20 bucks.
For 20 bucks.
Oh, gosh.
Man.
My wife is my best friend, so yes.
Well, my best friend is a martial arts instructor, and all he does is walk around barefoot, so I'm going to have to say no.
Yeah, okay. Not for 20 bucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
A stranger's iPhone screen.
No way.
No.
That's disgusting.
42% would.
Would you lick David's?
What's wrong with people? Well, he's not a stranger, is he?
Would you lick David's?
No.
Lick
definitely
mine.
Not.
Lick
no.
it right now.
No.
That's disgusting. Oh,
this one's gross.
Why is that so gross to me? I'd rather lick a dollar bill than somebody's iPhone.
Well, think about all the time you bring an iPhone into the bathroom with you. What do you think's getting on that?
And then we put it on our face. Let me put this on my face.
That's the truth. 100%. That's the truth. Okay, so.
God, that's really gross when you think about it.
Yeah. Underwear at a store that looks clean but may have been tried on.
David, where do you get these things?
This where did you find this? It's,
okay, 38.
What website do you go
38%
to?
38% wood.
That website's blocked here.
What is wrong with
here?
These people?
Okay, would you lick a stranger's foot?
What?
No way.
No.
A dead fish.
A dead, no.
A stranger's armpit.
Where are you? What are the percentages on people who would do this?
4% would lick the stranger's armpit, 5% would lick the dead fish, and 10% of people would lick the stranger's foot.
These people are messed up.
Yes.
Yeah, and you know what? These people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Wonder Woman comes out this week, and David is updating us on the Rotten Tomatoes score.
And this is major. This is major.
Why is it major, though?
Because for David to go see a movie, it has to be like a 100%
right.
on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's not true. I'll go see other movies that may be like in the 80s
and
or something.
And if someone is not familiar with Rotten Tomatoes, would you please explain what Rotten Tomatoes is?
He's like, done this since we did the show together.
It's like, it's like a rating thing to tell you how good movies and TV shows are.
But I'm not big on ratings because there's been so many movies that critics are like, oh, it's the most worst movie ever. And then I'll go see it and I'm like, I love it. And so I just don't pay attention to that stuff. But Wonder Woman is coming out. And what does it score, Wonder Woman, David?
97%, which is pretty good.
How good is it?
That's like top notch. Yeah. Like of all superhero movies, it's like tied with the first right now.
Really?
Which is the
Girl Power.
Which is the Incredibles from Pixar.
That has the highest rating?
Of all superhero movies.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
That's
higher than the Avengers or Iron Man, Guardians of the Galaxy, all that stuff.
Well, and this is big because it comes out on your birthday. Am I right?
It does come out on my birthday.
What's Wonder Woman's theme sound like?
Well, they kind of switched it up. It's kind of got like a hard rock element to
it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's not like that Wonder Woman.
No. Well, it has, it underlies that, doesn't it, David?
Maybe. I don't know.
You'd have to, well.
Just look up the Wonder Woman 2017 theme.
Yes.
And you'll be able to find it pretty quick.
Yes.
Does it have bad words in it?
No.
Why would it have bad words in it?
It's instrumental.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just asking you a question. I didn't mean to make you angry.
It's not like it's a rap song or something.
Angry people. All right, so I found it. Let's see what it's going to sound like here. This is the Wonder Woman theme.
It's deep.
Well, this is good. It's like that Back to the Future thing you played.
Oh, give me a break.
It might take a second.
Can I fast forward this?
Yes.
I don't think you found the right thing.
This is
this Titanic?
David, what is this?
Was that Celine Dion?
Oh, this
I
is
think
a good
it
one.
Needs to cut. I just don't think it's in the right part or something.
A cinematic score or something.
Yeah, I think you found the wrong thing.
We'll have to come back to that. That's not it.
They do have Wonder Woman toys out. I saw those.
Oh.
Because I was in the toy
This
aisle.
Is exciting for girls, though.
Why is that?
Because it's all about the female and girl power. Mm-hmm. And it's about time that they have like an action figure that girls can go out and be like, oh, Wonder Woman, you know?
You told me to find the Wonder Woman theme song. This is it.
This is not the one I'm talking
thinking
about.
Wonder Woman.
Like, yeah, look up. Maybe it's the Wonder Woman, like the trailer music.
Okay, forget it. That's not the same
we'll
thing.
We'll have to find it later. But it's really good. Whenever in the movie, I guess it's Batman versus Superman, whenever she enters the movie, that's the you know, when she makes her big entrance, it's that whatever that music is.
Was it Gal Gadot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that movie comes out this week. That's going to be awesome. Also, a big announcement yesterday from Ariana Grande. She's going to be going back to Manchester on June the 4th and doing a big benefit concert. Mm-hmm. And she's got a ton of celebrities to go with her, which is cool because if you remember back, it was last week Ariana Grande had the concert in Manchester. There was a bombing that killed 22 people who went to the show. So she's put together a show that features, of course, Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Coldplay, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus, Pharrell, Niall Horn, Usher, and the Black Eyed Peas.
That's insane, isn't
it? And probably even more than that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be called One Love Manchester. It's going to be Sunday, June the 4th.
Wow.
Which is a neat deal that they're going back to do that.
And that's going to be kind of scary to do that. But for them to put that brave face on and go back for the people and, you know, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool deal that she's doing. So anyway.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, don't forget we have the podcast. It is available on iTunes, Google Play Music. We have the full show and then the after show, which is kind of sometimes a little more raw.
Yes.
Sometimes a little more...
out there.
Yeah. I mean, it's whatever's happening in the studio as soon as we're done with the show.
Mm-hmm. We expose...
each other.
Secrets.
Secrets.
Of the show.
I mean, basically we do. It's kind of fun to listen to, though, so if you want to check it out. iTunes, Google Play Music, all you have to do is search Brandon Baxter in the morning. You guys ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Wednesday, May 31st of 2017. Local birthdays, local celebrities, here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Andrea Wood of Wynn, who celebrates a birthday today. We have Gina Jackson from Monette celebrating. Greta Davis from Jonesboro celebrating a birthday today. Nick Rodriguez of Jonesboro turns 20 years old. Lisa Rowlett from Swifton has a birthday today. And Tyler Walls from Wynn is going to celebrate as well. If you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Colin Farrell is 41 years old today. Remember how big he was in like the early 2000s?
Oh, yeah. He was a massive. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then he kind of went away for a while.
What did he do, though? What was he famous for?
I know he's in like the Minority Report with Tom Cruise. There were some other big movies back then.
Yeah.
He just kind of went away.
Yeah, recently he's been in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Him, that Harry Potter movie.
Okay.
Anyway.
I believe you.
Yeah, Brooke Shields is 52 years old today as well.
Oh my gosh. Back in the day, man.
Yeah.
And she was actually in the Michael Jackson movie I watched last night because, yes, everybody, I watched a movie on Lifetime.
He just raised his hand.
I did.
He just raised his hand.
But it was about Michael Jackson. Does that make it better or worse?
Maybe a little bit better.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
Daryl McDaniels is 53 from Run DMC.
Ooh, Run DMC.
Yeah.
School dance with a missy who was ready to play. Wasn't me, she was missing. She told me to. That song right there gave Aerosmith the second wind in their career because they kind of died off.
Yeah, they had.
Drugs and problems had caused them some issues. They went away. This song brought them back.
What was it, early 90s this came out?
Maybe even earlier than that. I'm thinking 80s. I'm thinking early MTV, right? Because they're busting through the wall.
Maybe.
Remember, didn't Steven Tyler use the microphone stand to bust through the wall?
I'll have to look up the exact date.
Yeah. Yep.
All right, Clint Eastwood is 87 years old today. And my boy, my man, the reason I wear sunglasses at night, Corey Hart, is 55 years old today as well.
Are we really
this? David, put the sunglasses up.
This speaks 80s.
That's
right. Man, this is good.
I wear my sunglasses at night so I can keep track of the visions in my eyes.
This is so silly.
She's deceiving me.
It's Corey Hart's birthday. He's providing the vocals of this classic.
I thought he looked like Val Kilmer.
Any idea what he just said right there?
Yeah. What did he just yell right there?
You love the song.
Something like...
Don't it...
The... Don't something to a guy wears shades, oh no.
Look up the lyrics.
Don't
I don't think that's right.
Don't mess with the guy in shades.
I think that's
No.
Is that what it says? Okay, back to it. I just
want
to see if that's what he says. I heard don't switch the blade.
Yeah, don't switch. Yeah, that's it. Don't switch the guy. Don't switch the blade on the guy in shades. Oh no.
Don't switch the blade on the guy in shades. Oh no.
And then don't masquerade with the guy in shades. Like, oh no.
Did that turn him Japanese? Oh no.
I mean, it is your heritage. Be proud.
Oh no. Oh, no.
Be proud.
Easy, David. You can't do that. You're not really half Japanese.
Oh, sorry.
Don't switch the blade on the guy in shades. Oh no.
And then he takes his shades off in that video.
Don't mess around with the guy in shades, oh no.
Oh no.
Wow.
give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard.
Oh, don't turn it down on me.
Congratulations goes out to Tyler Walls.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We've heard a lot of talk from Kelsey Ballerini about her sophomore album. Like, what's it going to be? She talks about how it's going to be a little more adult, a little more grown up than last time because mm-hmm. she's in a better place relationship-wise. She's happy. Maybe some more love songs on there. Well, she started releasing what we believe are teases on her Instagram account. Mm. It's not a big in-depth tease. It's basically just a small video which shows somebody, probably her, in like a big dress. Does that look like a wedding dress, kind of?
It's like a pinkish kind of chiffon flowy dress.
Flowy dress.
Yeah.
Let me play the audio and see what you guys think. So it's different tight shots of this dress and the sunshine. Let's see if this is actually the music for the song. Figure out what she's saying.
Is she saying bacon?
We are bacon.
I love bacon.
Ooh, that'd be a big hit if we did the I Love Bacon song.
That'd be massive.
The funny thing about it is we don't really know what that has to do with anything that she's doing.
Right.
Is that her? Have they filtered it? Is that what a song is going to sound like? Has she teamed up with the Chainsmokers? We don't know. But if you follow Kelsey Ballerini on Instagram, you can keep up with what she's doing to promote her next album.
Well, big news with Florida Georgia Line, their new place, the FGL House, their restaurant slash entertainment venue, will be open in time for the 2017 CMA Fest.
Oh, wow, that's big.
Yep. So it officially opens next week, June the 5th, just 3 days before the kickoff of CMA Fest on June the 8th through the 11th, with Florida Georgia Line will be performing at with the Nissan Stadium and all that. So it's going to be, I guess, a little bit of a crazy time because they're opening it up. Right there as CMA Fest starts, all in downtown Nashville, four-story venue. It is going to be crazy, but it's cool. That place is going to be open for it, though.
Yep.
So Carrie Underwood is so cute when she talks about her husband, Mike Fisher, and she's not bashful when it comes to social media about promoting him or talking about him. So during a recent press conference, one of the Predators players of his hockey team, because he plays for the Predators, went up and interviewed him, and he said, Mike, how does it feel to be the best-looking guy on the Nashville Predators and probably in the league? And Mike Fisher responds by going, says who? Okay. Right. Well, Carrie responds immediately on social media, and she says, so she responds, she says who? Your wife, for one, and puts kissy faces and hearts and all that kind of stuff. So it's, you know, sparked all this retweeting and stuff. And think about this. They play in the, was it the second? You told me.
It's game two tonight.
Game two tonight, the Predators and the Penguins.
Yeah, Stanley Cup game
two.
Yep. If you haven't watched hockey, because, I mean, number one, Nashville has made it further than they've ever made it.
Mm-hmm.
I got into it the last couple of games I watched. It was exciting, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to learn the rules, but I had a good time watching it.
Yeah.
Predators need to win tonight, though. If they don't win, it's going to be a tough road ahead.
There you go. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I was going through the store yesterday. Kai and I went back to the mall. He wanted to buy some more of the Five Nights at Freddy's action figures.
Oh, my gosh.
There were two we didn't buy that we saw, and he was convinced that we needed to go get them, and he's been such a good kid that we rewarded him by going back to the store.
What's that bring his collection up to, 20 right now?
There's not that many of them. But we have everyone that is sold locally.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, wow.
So he's excited, right? He has his toys and all that kind of stuff. But it brings back those memories of how excited I was to collect things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, at one point I tried to collect baseball cards. I didn't really like baseball, but everybody collected the cards.
All your buddies collected
cards were
them. Yeah.
And you had the deal. Do you remember those what would you call those laminated-looking picture? Those pieces of, I don't know if it was laminate or whatever.
Like plastic almost.
Like the plastic stuff. You would stick the cards in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I had a whole booklet of Pokemon
cards.
Well,
and they used
like
to come with one single piece of bubble gum.
And it was the toughest gum to chew.
Yeah.
It was like chewing glass.
Yeah.
Oh.
It
I remember
was.
When I was in school, I had a Sports Illustrated magazine I get every month, and then they'd have cards in there you could rip out.
That was the centerfold. That wasn't Sports Illustrated.
It was,
Wrong magazine.
That was when I was
This is the wrong place to talk about that, David.
I was like 7 years old. That's not true. But I had like little cards I could collect, and I put them in like a book. Had my Pokemon cards and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Those are huge.
So I did baseball cards. I did. They did some wrestling cards at one point, so I tried to collect those. Of course, like my whole life I've collected, and I haven't in probably 15 years, mm-hmm. but wrestling action figures, mm-hmm. I loved mm-hmm. collecting those.
My whole family collects stuff.
What do you collect, or your family?
Well, my husband collects UFC cards and like figures,
yeah,
but keeps them in the box.
That's smart. I wish I had kept my stuff in the box.
And actually hasn't bought any in a long time, but my kids collect all kinds of stuff too. Bruce does the Pokemon stuff, and Kurt does basketball cards.
They make basketball cards too?
Mm-hmm.
And no, UFC cards?
Mm-hmm. Football cards, baseball cards. I mean, they make all those cards.
And I collect pins. Like, when we go different places, like, let's say I go to Universal Studios, I'll get a Universal Studios pin, and then I have a cork board at my house, and then I put all my pins on the cork board and kind of show where all I've been.
That's cool.
Like pins from the bank and...
Right.
Not like riding pins, like push pins.
Oh,
like,
oh.
Like little...
I thought you meant pins.
Like buttons?
Yeah, like buttons, like a...
Like you could wear the button.
Yeah, I won't wear it, but...
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. What do you collect? Anything still?
I don't really collect anything right now. I'm kind of in that stage of my life where I don't have room to collect anything. That makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. Mm-hmm. I started looking more at those Funko Pop collectibles. Dude, there are so many great ones
out
there.
You're about to start collecting, aren't you?
Like, I don't know where I'd put them. But, like, some of the ones, like, I took a picture of one for Leslie yesterday that I was kind of excited about. I didn't buy it. They have Baywatch.
Oh, yeah.
The Pam Anderson CJ Parker.
And you sent that to her, didn't you?
I certainly did.
I want to know what her response was.
Who
is
that?
I bet I could pick the...
Who is that?
I bet I could pick the emoji she sent.
She doesn't know it was Pam Anderson. I think she's okay with Pam Anderson from the 90s.
That one seems small.
What?
The Pam Anderson one.
What do you mean?
It's not anatomically correct.
Yeah.
No, but like there were so many neat ones. I saw Gizmo from Gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And again, so I think that's a fun thing to collect.
But you do have a place to collect now because you have an office now and you can set up some shelving and you could have your own little collection spot.
Yeah, that's all you have to do. That'd be kind of neat.
I just think the idea that people collect things and like the different things that it might be, because it could be action figures. It could be like, I wish I had the old He-Man stuff that I used to collect.
Yes. Because old toys.
There was the He-Man toy.
Star Wars.
Toys. See, I never did that.
G.I. Joe.
Kai did Monster Jam. He has everything.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
What else did he collect? Cars.
Thomas
all the stuff
train.
From Cars. He didn't do Thomas.
Yeah.
I posted a deal a few minutes ago. What do you collect? I just wanted to get an idea. Like fun stuff to collect.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/KFIN1079. I saw a post that David made, and I deleted it.
Yeah, I'm so glad you deleted it. Why'd you delete it? It was embarrassing.
It's the truth.
Your magazine collection.
It was a little bit too truthful.
Yeah, Sports Illustrated.
It can't stay up. Anyway, Facebook.com/KFIN1079.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot, hoot.
Officer David Cooley joined us in studio this morning from Jonesboro Animal Control. Good morning, Officer Cooley.
Good morning.
How are you this morning, man?
Doing pretty good.
You had a crazy week?
I was on call this last week, so I didn't really do much of anything. So.
Nothing major?
No.
What about dog stuff? You chased any crazy dogs lately?
No. No, it's actually been most of the dogs lately. Like the last one I chased, like last Friday, like pulled up, opened doors, like, come here, and crawled through the truck on me.
There you go.
So, I mean, those are cake. Those are the best ones.
Any other crazy animals? I know it's that time of year where all of a sudden the animals are all trying to get out.
Geese. We have had a huge geese thing lately.
Really?
We had a male and female geese and four goslings that were hanging around Kroger. They were going between Kroger and Old Kroger and just running back and forth. And
are you serious?
Yeah, we finally had to, you know, they were going to get run over, so we finally took me and Owens and Travis, and we all picked them up, and which that was fun watching the rookie try to pick up geese.
Imagine the scene.
Those are scary when you have to, you know, if they don't want you near them, they're like that. They do that whatever hissing sound.
How big is it? Like the big goose, like the dad goose?
Oh, he was probably from ground to his head. He was probably a good 3.5 feet tall.
Oh my god,
he was big. He was a big goose, but you know, it was one of those. We had to do it for, you know, they're going to get run over.
So how do you get them? Like, what do you do?
Net them.
You net them.
Yeah.
Remember how Rocky Balboa would chase that chicken?
He did chase it.
To train?
He did, yeah.
That's basically what they were doing.
So where were you doing this? Were you behind the building or were you out in public?
We were, well, it started behind Burger King.
Next time will you call us?
I need video of you guys chasing geese.
It really wasn't that bad. We got them while I was waiting on Travis and Mike to get there. I got them cornered up and got them. It really wasn't that long, you know.
Like when you swing the net, do you ever miss?
No. I mean, you don't really swing it. You just kind of like get it above them and just drop it down. It's not hard.
But so then what do you do? Once it's in the net.
Pray the goose doesn't get out.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, do you flip it over?
Or the chicken. Yeah, usually. Which the geese were so big that it was the male, we got it. And then we had to pick it up. Well, we made the rookie pick it up and carry it. And that was pretty funny because winging them and just beating them up.
Like,
they can.
Are they peckers?
You can actually, geese are actually really, really smart. You can get some in, like, say, if you can find a place that sells them or whatever. There's people I know that have trained them to work with, like, guard dogs.
The geese?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, there's stories you can read and videos you can see of people that have trained them to stay in their yard.
Are these the same geese that are at A-State? Because I see those all the time. I saw some geese out in a field.
You think they have a card and drive around town?
I mean,
it's well, they're like wings,
they're
Brandon.
Like, they're like
they don't fly, do they?
They're like, yes, they
fly. Well, yeah.
Geese?
Yeah. They fly?
It's not a turkey.
Brandon, rewind.
Turkeys fly,
and
too.
And take it back.
Well, not like
a geese. They don't fly far, though, do they?
Yeah, or
no.
Ostrich.
How far do they stop laughing at me? I don't know my animals. How
Clearly.
Far do they fly?
Talk to your son. It's
away from, like,
well,
Canada to
I mean,
Mexico.
They're Canadian geese. They're,
yeah.
I mean...
Did
the
you
the standard,
them?
Like, gray and black ones, they're, the I mean, big, they come all the way from Canada. They're Canadian honkers. They fly
ID
all the way from,
them?
You know.
Did they bring,
they're, did you call
bring
them a honker?
Any, did yeah. they bring a license?
This is the sound that they make, so.
Honk,
and then, like, the white honk. Geese, the white geese are snow geese, and they come all the way from Canada,
I'm going to have
too,
to take so. You duck hunting, because geese are out there, too.
See, I don't you're know.
Really, you're really in the midst of it.
Like, are they all similar in, do what?
You can tell when they're flying what they are.
Yeah.
Oh, you
yeah.
can?
By their underbellies.
They have bigger flaps, too.
And longer
so
necks.
Some of the honkers are bigger and some are small.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
And some are real sound. And some are really fake.
Okay, so Jonesboro Animal Control, there's a shot clinic coming up.
Right? Yeah, we got a shot clinic this next weekend from 8 to 11. It's our standard shot clinic that we do every month. All shots are $10. Heartworm tests, heartworm preventative. Pretty well anything you need to take care of your dogs, cats, we've got it all there for you.
Will you knock her out of that chair for a second? Okay, so animals, anything that we need to target on getting adopted this week?
There's some big, cute ones on there. I'm on the page right now.
Yeah, we've got a lot of big dogs again. You know, it goes through phases. What's getting adopted right now, it's little dogs. We had a lot of little dogs getting adopted. Chihuahuas and big dogs. Is what mm-hmm. we need. We need people that if you love, you know, labs,
yep.
you know, stuff like that. Chihuahuas. We've got a ton of Chihuahuas. We need, you know, we need some homes.
It's funny you mentioned that. Did you guys see that story on the words that people spell wrong, like more often in certain states? Did you guys mm-hmm. see that story this morning?
Was Chihuahua yes. one?
I think Chihuahua was the number one misspelled
There's
word
no
in
way
Arkansas.
I could spell that right now.
I couldn't tell you how to spell Chihuahua at all.
Unless I had had one and I had spelled the breed before. There's no way I could spell that right.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
You have one, don't you?
No.
You
well,
don't?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
See?
Well, I know how to spell it before that, though.
But I have a schnauzer. I bet you can. Can you spell schnauzer?
Correctly.
S-C-H-N-A-U-Z-E-R.
Well, you're like a spelling bee weirdo.
Yeah, Chihuahua is the number one misspelled word in Arkansas.
Huh.
Really?
Spell it again.
Chihuahua.
That's right.
Huh. Wow.
That's crazy, isn't it? Yes. David, spell it. How would you spell
Smart
Chihuahua?
Chihuahua. Is it
C-H-I?
Okay, Chihuahua. C-H-I-W-A-W-A.
That's what I was going to say.
That's pretty close, David, but completely wrong.
I was going to say C-H-A-W-A-W-A.
Oh, I was close.
Chihuahua.
Anyway, go adopt animals from Jonesboro Animal Control. They also have those geese out there, so if you want to see those honkers, you can do that too. Jonesboro Animal Control.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We're joined in studio this morning by our friend, Dr. Kevin Reed from VetCare, which is right next door to us in Jonesboro. Thanks, Doc. Doc brought his soundtrack. Not sure why you brought that today.
Is this Christmas?
No, it's actually 30 weeks from Christmas Day today.
Oh, is that what it is? Thanks, Doc. I appreciate that. He's already celebrating. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great.
So Dr. Kevin Reed has a little vacation retreat that he goes to up at the river. How's the river and the flooding and all that?
You know, we had a lot more rain on Saturday. We had a not near like it was a month ago. But the town of Hardy, we drove into town, and I thought, boy, there's not very many people at McDonald's for 8 o'clock, 8:30. And I drove to our little corner restaurant there on Main Street, and it was like two people coming out the door. And I thought, man, this is crazy. A holiday weekend, we walk in, and it's dark in there. So the girl says, the lights are out. All we have is biscuits, gravy, and sausage, and we're heating those in a steam tray. I said, that works for us.
So I can do that.
But it was sad because here's the inaugural weekend of the summer for Hardy. And, you know, they depend on summer traffic. That's their harvest season. And they were without electricity till at least 8 o'clock that night. And some were still out Sunday morning. So
that's
kind
crazy.
Of a, you know, bad weekend for them, for the businesses. But overall, once the rain cleared out, it was very nice that Sunday and Monday.
Are you seeing people in the river yet?
At the river area where I'm at, there's not that many floaters because I'm on the South Fork, but on Spring River.
Is it packed already?
There were a lot of people. Yeah.
I've never done the big Spring River party deal. Have you guys?
No. Mm-hmm.
Like
really.
The party atmosphere. Like I've done the float down the Spring River, but
we've gone through parties.
Have you?
Yeah.
But you haven't been a part of it?
Mm-mm.
Did you see Michael Steele at a party one time?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about Terry Wood?
I've never seen Terry Wood at a party.
Terry Wood is Spring River infamous.
Yeah, he's like the ultimate. It's crazy.
He and Howard are up there at the Spring River all the time. What's happening in the animal population right now, Doc?
You know, an interesting case that just came in last week. Actually, it came in about 2 weeks ago. It was kind of a cat that a owner was caring for, just an outdoor cat, and it was limping on back leg. Well, it had a little minor ankle fracture, and so we kept it there and had it bandaged, and it was doing good. We sent it home, and about 3 days later, she brought it back in and said, cat hadn't eaten since it's been home.
Uh-huh.
Well, we checked it, had a high fever, almost 105. It was pale in its gums, had a little yellow tinge, like it was starting to become jaundiced. So we did some blood work on it, and it was anemic. It had about half the red blood cells that it should have had. So I looked at it under the microscope, a blood film under the microscope. And I see these little tiny ring, looks like a signet ring structure on the red blood cell. And this is a condition that cats get called cytozoonosis. And it's a protozoal infection that is transmitted by a Lone Star tick to a cat. And it mainly occurs in bobcats. In fact, it's called bobcat fever.
Right.
And the hotbed of activity is in southeast Oklahoma, northwest Arkansas. A lot of cases in northwest Arkansas.
Right.
And I've seen about three cases from here in the last 3 or 4 years. So it's kind of spreading eastward. And the bad thing about this is there's the treatment. There's not anything that's really 100% effective. A lot of it's symptomatic, supportive. There's a drug that's very expensive. I looked up the price on it today, and it was less than a pint, probably half a pint, was $763.
Oh, my gosh.
And so there's a combination treatment. We're treating this cat with another medication, less expensive, that's used to treat it. And so far, since diagnosis, which was Friday, the cat's doing better. The fever's down. It's eating. So this may be one that had some natural immunity, or it may not have gotten infected with a virulent strain. It's not contagious from this cat to another cat except through a tick. It's not contagious to people, fortunately. So we're keeping our fingers crossed that it continues to do good. And it just, once again, you know, ticks are notoriously bad little creatures, and there are some good tick collars to keep the ticks from even biting cats. It repels them. And if you have an outdoor cat, especially near wooded areas, it would be very good to, you know, look into getting a tick collar for them, because obviously we have this in the area.
Yeah, and it causes a lot of problems, a lot more than I would have thought.
Yeah.
The ticks cause a lot more of those issues.
Yeah, yeah. They, you know, they're small, but they can carry a deadly punch with them.
All right. Dr. Kevin Reed from Vet Care on Parker Road in Jonesboro. He is right next door to us. And whenever we have any needs for our animals, we go right next door to Dr. Kevin Reed at Vet Care.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
Okay, fine.
Country music news
on Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So there's a big ACM honors ceremony coming up at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, August 23rd, and they give awards to different people. Imagine being Kelsey Ballerini and receiving an award on the same night that George Strait receives an award.
Wow. That'd be huge.
Like, that's a pretty big deal. Mm-hmm, you're in the same building. He gets an award. You get an award. George Strait's going to be given the Cliffy Stone Icon Award, which basically means that he has contributed to the advancement of country music and pop culture.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey Ballerini is going to be given the Crystal Milestone Award, which basically means she's had unprecedented achievements in a calendar year.
Oh, she's had a great year.
Yeah, so three number ones for her off that debut album. And then Eric Church is going to be given the Merle Haggard Spirit Award for authentic storytelling and genuine performances. So just a cool thing. Again, it's ACM Honors, the ceremony at the Ryman on August 23rd in Nashville.
So Brad Paisley is known for some of his funny songs and funny videos that go along with it. Well, his single that's coming out and latest video, Last Time for Everything, has a familiar face in it. Number one, the video is hilarious. It's very 80s nostalgic. It has a lot of 80s nostalgia in
it.
Anyway, so he rented the Knight Rider car the Knight Rider car kit from the show Knight Rider in the 80s. Well, David Hasselhoff found out about it, and he was like, hey, I want to come say hi. So long story short, he's like, hey, bring your leather jacket. So he came. He ends up making a cameo in the video. It's really funny. So David Hasselhoff is in this song right here.
Like a George Strait cassette in a Pontiac.
And there's Kit right there in the video.
Yeah.
Telling super cuts, let's leave it long in the back.
It's me in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Wearing a tux in a high school gym, and she's wearing your class ring. There's a last time for everything.
I wondered how he got David Hasselhoff. Because, I mean, like, David Hasselhoff with Knight Rider, and then he was Mitch Buchanan on Baywatch.
Right.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
I actually saw his pop vinyl collectible, the Mitch Buchanan one.
Oh, you should have got that one.
Side by side with Pam Anderson, CJ Parker.
Yep.
Yeah. So. All right. So, Lee Bryce had some bad news yesterday. His dogs went missing. Jackson Knox. So, he put out a big picture on Instagram. Franklin, Tennessee, folks, if you find my dogs, let me know. Later that day, he found his dogs.
That's neat.
Yeah, so you're thinking, you know, back in the day before social media or anything like that, you're putting up signs everywhere. Hey, if you found this dog, let me know. May never find your dog. And nowadays, you find it the day of.
No, it's weird, man.
Yeah.
Again, we found Charlie, one of our dogs, who digs out of the yard. We found him twice, thanks to social media.
That's cool.
I like Lee Bryce. My favorite Lee Bryce song is Love Like Crazy.
Yeah.
So, to your best friend, tell the truth. Overuse, I love you. And go to work. Do your best. Don't outsmart your common sense. Never let your praying knees get lazy. And love like crazy.
A text from your husband. He says a song that describes Kelly by Lee Bryce.
Sometimes I drink too much. Sometimes I test your trust. Sometimes I don't know why you stay with me. I'm hard to love. I'm hard to love. Don't make it easy. Well, I couldn't do it.
I do like this song though.
I'm hard to love. I'm hard to love. You say that you need me. Well, I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
You gonna keep going, Lee Bryce? Some good Lee Bryce memories. How about this one?
I drive your truck. I roll every window down and I burn up. Every back road in this town, I find a field. I tear it up till
that's
all
good.
The planes are cloud of dust. Yeah, sometimes I drive your truck.
Lee Bryce.
Stuff.
Remember when he came to the condo?
You met him, right?
I got my wolves up with him.
But I don't care. I'd do anything with you anywhere. Yes, you got me in the palm of your hand. Cause I don't dance.
842 in K-Fine Country.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Kelly was actually, we were talking about different things we could do for the show, and she was telling us how disappointed she is that sometimes it feels like there is so much negativity in the world.
There is all the time. And so I always want to bring in, you know, let's bring in stories with happy endings instead of negative endings.
All right.
So, okay, back in 2010, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett, okay, they're billionaires, right?
Okay.
So they started something called the Giving Pledge, where they promised to give most of their money away to charity throughout their lives, okay?
That's cool.
So now there's 14 more billionaires that just signed on to that same pledge, okay? Right. So none of them are that famous, but you might know them, so you're not going to know them through their names, but... Right. One of them is the guy, is the widow of the guy who created the Dolby surround sound. So if you ever go to the movies and you hear that, you know that sound. And then another was an early investor with Amazon. Some of the famous billionaires that have already signed the pledge include Mark Zuckerberg, so the Facebook guy, George Lucas, Michael Bloomberg. But 168 people in 21 different countries have now signed it, and almost all of them are billionaires.
And they're going to give up at least half of their money.
Yes, to charity.
Easy.
So in total... They've promised to give almost $400 billion to charity. So all that can do is help basically...
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody.
Humanity, people all around the world. That's awesome.
So there you go. I'm Kelly, and there's a happy ending.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I can't wait to get home and go to the DVR and check out all the Michael Jackson stuff I recorded last night on Lifetime.
There's more?
Well, I told you the Searching for Michael Jackson movie, because you're a fan of Michael,
no,
right?
No, yeah, I am.
You should watch it, because, again, it's from the perspective of there were two bodyguards with him right there for the last couple of years of his life. Mm-hmm. Once he came back from, he lived in a different country, and he came back here. Once he landed in Vegas, he had two bodyguards that were with him all the way until the very end when he died. So this is the perspective of the bodyguard who saw Michael at his most vulnerable, at his saddest, at moments where he couldn't go out in public. It was really, it was a gripping movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were other things after that, like biography type stuff and all that. So
was it like Michael Jackson Day or something?
I don't know why they did it.
Hmm.
Maybe just because the movie was out and it was new, and then they just wanted to follow it up. Because people like me, all of a sudden, I was in the Michael Jackson mode.
Yeah.
Like, because I was such a fan when I was a kid.
Billie Jean is
my I love that one. Hang on. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it right here.
People always told me, be careful what you do.
I don't go around breaking young girl's heart.
Man, you even struck a pose.
Dude, I did a hand. I wish I could dance like that.
Yeah. Billie Jean is not my love. She's just a girl.
One of my favorite ones, though. Did you guys like Man in the Mirror?
That's one of my favorite ones.
Oh my gosh. Awesome, right? I used to think that was no mustache. It's no,
no mustache.
It sounds like it, right?
No mustache.
Such an iconic guy. She's got the dance. Anyway, if you like Michael Jackson, it's worth going out of your way to watch the movie.
Kiss me, baby, and tell me twice.
Remember when they were doing that, it was some kind of tribute, Jackson tribute, but he was still alive. And Britney came out on stage, and she started walking out to this song, and they did a little number together. You don't remember that?
Oh, I got to go
back and
watch it.
I'll have to find it for you.
I love it. Do you remember when he came back and the song Bad was like a huge smash?
I'm kidding you. The video was so awesome.
His videos are so good.
Yeah.
His stage performances, his dancing, his costumes.
Everything. He knew how to rock it.
I could go all day and play this. So, like, legit. Because everywhere he went, people freaked out. And it was a different level than people freaking out most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, you could probably go out and I even say John Mayer, Justin Timberlake, and people would be really excited.
Yeah.
But I think because Michael had such a mystique to him and such the wardrobe and all that stuff, I think it was even bigger.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, other than Elvis Presley, if there would ever be another pop star quite like that.
People are so transparent now, too, on social media. They're always tweeting. It's like we know what stars are doing constantly. constantly on every platform of social media there is. With Michael, he wasn't like that. And so, like you said, there was that mystique about him, and people were constantly like, what's he doing? What's he doing? You know, no one really knew. And so it made him so much more mysterious and, I don't know.
So is he the biggest icon of music to you overall?
Growing up, it was probably him, and I absolutely adored Whitney Houston. That was a big thing of mine.
Yeah. Michael Jackson, Prince, Bon Jovi. I mean, that's just what I think of.
Dolly Parton.
Michael beats
them
all, though,
too.
To me.
Really?
Like, just because of that whole, like, I don't know, man.
He was my first cassette tape.
Was he? Mm-hmm. He probably was mine, too. Anyway, cool movie on Lifetime if you want to check it out.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
When Kelly was in high school, many people called her a tease.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Now people are calling Kelsey Ballerini a tease because she's teasing new music.
Gotcha. A little bit of a different tease.
Mm-hmm. It is a different thing. Let me play you the teaser that was posted on Kelsey Ballerini's Instagram account. Is this potentially a tease for new music? Like a wedding dress,
maybe a little bit,
the way it's all folded down on the ground.
Yeah,
is she saying we were reckless?
I thought she was saying bacon.
Bacon. It could be that. Nobody knows exactly what she's doing, but she is admitting that she'll be teasing new music, and she has her sophomore album coming up here at some point in 2017.
It's cool. All right, so Florida Georgia Line will be at the 2017 CMA Fest. It's coming up June the 8th through 11th in downtown Nashville. They'll actually be performing in Nissan Stadium. But with that, their new restaurant slash entertainment venue that we talked about a couple of weeks ago will be open, called FGL House. That's just cool. In time for the CMA Fest. That officially opens June the 5th.
Cool. So Carrie Underwood does not get embarrassed when it comes to showing love to her husband, Mike Fisher, who is on the Nashville Predators. So during a press conference, one of the Predators players goes up to him and grabs a microphone, goes up to him, and he says, "Mike, how does it feel to be the best-looking guy on the Nashville Predators and probably in the league, the best-looking guy?" Right. And Mike says, "Says who?" And so they had a big laugh about it. Well, she gets on social media and she tweets, "Says who? Your wife, for one." And then sends out all these little cute emojis of hearts and kisses and all that kind of stuff. So how sweet is it that they've been married for this long and she's still that sweet?
David shaking his head.
Is she just that perfect, guys?
She is.
She looks it.
And, she's probably keeping her fingers crossed because tonight they play the Penguins in the Stanley Cup.
Yep,
so.
Game 2.
Game number 2. And the Penguins are up 1-0. Mm-hmm. So where are they playing? Are they back in Nashville tonight?
They are back in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no. Did they lose in Nashville?
No, they haven't played in Nashville
So
yet.
2 games in Pittsburgh, back to Nashville after that?
2 games in Nashville, yeah.
All right, there you go. That's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I am headed off to watch more Michael Jackson.
I'm glad you're excited.
What I am. That's what I'm doing this afternoon. I can't wait to get home and watch that.
You and Coke can hang out. I'll text him and let him know that you're watching Michael Jackson. He'll be over.
I'll let my son know, too, because he was a big fan.
Okay, but let's be honest. All of you, both of you, there's only 3 of us in the room.
I'm making fun of you, but I was a huge fan. I am a huge fan.
And what did you say?
Because we're the same age.
And you
I want to see it.
I bet I'm probably going to go watch Michael Jackson stuff on YouTube.
Yeah, because we were going through videos, and I forgot how good his videos are.
Yeah, great stuff.
Mm-hmm. He's okay.
Also,
get out.
Also tonight, the Stanley Cup Game 2, the Nashville Predators need to win. Mm-hmm. They're playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. If you haven't tried hockey in the last, maybe ever, like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, these games have been really entertaining. It's Game 2 tonight, 7 o'clock, NBC Sports Network, and we'll see if we have another catfish.
Tons of country fans will be watching and tweeting and being on social media about this, too.
Yep, it'll be big tonight. Nashville versus Pittsburgh, the Stanley Cup game number 2. Hope you all have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow.